This is Catherine Fabrizio with Daughters Rising, with help for the good daughter suffering from the good daughter syndrome. How mom lost touch with her feminine power. As we won our race to the moon and planted our flag, our culture lost touch with the feminine. Our mothers or grandmothers worshipped at the altar of Wonder Bread and other processed foods, drank their pulpless tang, and fed their babies scientifically derived formula. The prevailing culture defined this as the standard. And like a giddy teenager, mom fell head over heels in love with science and forgot Mother Earth beneath her feet. So enamored was she that she threw out the baby with the bathwater. As science made incredible advances in wiping out disease, our mamas neglected their immune systems and in doing so quieted the internalized wise mother. Simultaneously and throughout the ages, men have been threatened by the mystery of the feminine. They long for the feminine, yet they didn't understand it. Because of this intense conflict, some men have done destructive things out of their fear. The institutionalized fear has sent powerful messages into the culture about the danger of acknowledging and supporting the feminine. Historically, men have burned women at the stake, denied them voting rights, the right to own property, and try to control their bodies in various detrimental ways. But the greater instinctual truth is that men love women. They always have. And what they love and want is for women to succumb to their power, the power of the masculine. Man's desire to acquire control and ultimately dominate feminine power has succeeded admirably for the last 25 centuries. And witchy woman, we know it's in a man's DNA to seek out and gain entrance into the female. It's written in his genetic code. It's the way he spreads his seed and propagates the species. Let me break it down even further. That which was longed for and held such mystery has yielded a significant threat to some men. To compensate for the power that women have over men, men have tried to take back and then control that power. Not surprisingly, the culture has perpetuated that lie by advancing the concept that the only real power is masculine. When the feminine powers of receptivity and nurturing ally with the masculine powers of will and problem-solving, both energies are enhanced. And outdated ways of thinking, the gifts of intuition and problem-solving, have been deemed non-scientific at best, suspect or crazy at worst. In response, women adopted and if you can't beat them, join them mindset. Women learn to compete in a man's world by buying into their value structure. To break through glass ceilings and succeed in a man's world, women learn to act like men. They put on suits and sought control and domination at the forefront of the power game. They learn to roar. They adopted the male version of power as if it were all along their own. And roar they did. But herein lies the rub. Women have been mimicking men, acting like men, and imitating them. It has, in some respects, been a lie, as many women and a good number of men know. Women have been someone other than who they are at their essence, suffocating something very precious at their core. Their worth as women. But all has not been lost. Over time, and because of their intuitive nature, women have begun to awaken from their slumber, to feel the deep conflict within them that has lain dormant for so many years. They've realized something just isn't quite right. That's something that could no longer be ignored. Ironically, however, to express some of the frustration they felt, much of their woundedness has been unconsciously visited upon the most vulnerable and tender of their charges, their daughters, who now carry the same lie unconsciously within themselves. This has been adapted from Catherine Fabrizio's book, Daughters Rising, Rising from the Hidden Messages of Shame, Guilt, and Self-Doubt, passed down from mother to daughter.